sick and tired of being sick and tired?
It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Or does it? I was feeling so bad. I
asked my family doctor just what I had. It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. This show is about you. It's about your health, and it's about your life. So what are you struggling with? We want to talk about it. We want to talk about you because, I mean, the reality is, from what I see more than anything, is just more people get diagnosed with diabetes, more people becoming overweight, more people struggling with their health. And it's frustrating. To me, when I know that our health is our greatest wealth, I know it's all that you have. I mean, great, the country's in financial turmoil. I mean, everybody, the unemployment's up, and, you know, we have, you know, a newly elected president, which is the same president, and whatever your opinion is on that's great. You're entitled to that, obviously. I personally think I'm concerned about our healthcare system tremendously with Obamacare. That's my own opinion. I'm frustrated because I think the quality of care is going to go down in our country. You're going to have, oh, you're already seeing it. You're already seeing physicians, incredible physicians that have been trained and practicing for a long time, dropping out. They're saying, you know what, I'm not going to stick around because I'm not going to work and get paid nothing. And it's sad because you, who need great care, are not going to be able to choose maybe a doctor that you wanted to. Maybe you said, you know what, if I have to get surgery, I want, you know, Dr. Smith over here, who I've been to church with for the last 20 years, or who worked on my mom or my dad, because I know he's good. And let's say, you know what, he may be really good and may not be getting reimbursed, and so he bails out. He's done. I mean, what happens when that goes on? I mean, really, it's going to change. Things are going to change in this country tremendously. And the healthcare system lining up that way is not helping your situation. I'm for the doctors. I'm for the people, but I'm for the doctors too. Because, and to be a doctor, you bust your can. I'm sure everybody says, "Oh, I know that," and you don't know that. I mean, it is unbelievable. All healthcare specialties have their, you know, tough times of going through school and studying. But I will tell you, I've done three of these doctorates, and the toughest one was my medical degree. Hands down, very difficult, and it was it's very tough. So when you get into the upper end specialties, that's a whole different animal. So for those guys to have their pay considerably cut for all the work that they put in, not a good thing. So you're going to be seeing some changes, that's for sure. I hope and pray that in this country we can get things reversed, changed, something, because, you know, I like the preventative side. We could probably do a whole show on this, and maybe I will. But, you know, right now I want to make sure I get to your calls and I get to you, because you're the most important piece of this show. The show's about you. It's one of those things that it really bothers me. It bothers me that we're going to be in a place where we don't have as much control over our own health. And I know for those of you who don't have health insurance, you're saying, well, this is great because we're going to get covered, and I'm happy for that. Trust me. I'm not against that part at all. I think the way it's going to be handled and the reimbursements and whatnot, you're already seeing it. A lot of doctors are already seeing their, especially the private practice gang, they're already seeing everything get cut. And they're struggling to make it, a lot of them. So it's a different day and different age. There was a guy the other day, I was in a coffee shop the other day, and, you know, you could hear, let's see, was it the other day? Yeah, you could hear two guys talking, and, you know, just one of them were studying to be a medical doctor, you know, a medical student, and didn't know if they really wanted to do that anymore. So it's interesting how this whole thing is potentially going to shake out. We will see. And you'll definitely hear a lot about it on this show, that's for sure, because with that coming right around the corner, it's going to be hot on everyone's mind. I can tell you that for sure. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can also go online. Check us out, getwellradio.com. Send me an email. Of course, I can make it part of the show. Speaking of emails, we've got one, of course, brought to you by GeneMe. GeneMe is a cutting-edge company that deals with not only nutrition, but more than that, genetic assessment testing, where they can figure out exactly what your genetic blueprint is. Pretty powerful. And it's a simple little test, not expensive at all. You want to check them out, just go to getgeneme.me, and you can check them out there and learn all about their company. But it's powerful, very powerful how this whole thing works. And we're moving that direction. Genetics, more than ever, are going to be kind of the new face of how we figure out what your body actually needs. And medicine's going to go that way, too, as genetic testing financially from just a pure money perspective is coming down. You know, think about it. You know, a blood test shows you what's been going on for a period of time. But a genetic test explains who you are, and it lays everything out. Powerful. So to figure that out, to see that, is pretty amazing. So you might want to check them out, getgeneme.me. But the email is Justin, who's in Portland, Oregon. He says, I just returned from Afghanistan. Thank you, Justin, for serving, that's for sure. And I've been diagnosed with PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. So he says, do you have any advice? Well, I'm sure your physician has you on, you know, maybe some medication, whatever. But, you know, nutritionally, the question is, what are you going to do? You know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do with your health in this? I mean, okay, you've got PTSD. You've served. Maybe you've had gone through some trauma, which anybody would have. And I mean emotional trauma. Just seeing some of the things you've seen. People get killed right in front of your eyes. And, you know, even though you get trained for that, really nothing can train you for that. Because I can tell you as a doctor, you know, when you're in the hospital setting and you're working with patients and that sort of thing, and you see people die that maybe you work with, you know, you try to disassociate and not be close to them. But many times, depending on who they are and how much time you spent with them, you do get close. And it is sad. It's never easy. So I think for a soldier who has served, you know, like you, Justin, I mean, and to go through this, PTSD is a real deal. Counseling is good. I hope you're doing that, that you have someone with you that can help counsel you. But nutrition plays a role, too. And we know a couple of things. One, GABA levels, that's a neurotransmitter. When GABA levels get too low, stress levels like that and anxiety can get high. And there's an anxiety component pretty strong with PTSD. So GABA levels, a couple of things. There's some foods you want to avoid, typically, for GABA. And those are things like wheat products, so bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, all those flour-based foods. Rice, believe it or not, brown rice can be a culprit. As well, salmon, as good as it is, can lower GABA. Not a good thing. And beans can do that as well. Almonds, walnuts can do that, too. I mean, I know it sounds like probably a lot that's healthy, but there's other foods you can have, too. Tons of different nuts, tons of different kinds of fish. Not a big deal, but just look into some of those foods that can lower GABA levels. Look at strengthening GABA levels. Theanine, L-theanine, is an amino acid that can help. And also, L-tyrosine can help as well. So there's a lot of things, but don't forget fish oil and B6. All of those are great at building up the brain chemistry. The counseling is a big piece of this, too. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community that you empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. And, you know, I don't know if you ever deal with this, but your eyes begin to fade as you get older. You ever get that kind of feeling like you can't read as well? Got to get the reading glasses. Well, they're saying that there's a reason why the aging eyes struggle to discern the fine print. Of course, there is a physiological aging process that happens. But they said the way that people read changes as they age and helps people explain why seniors have trouble reading the fine print, a new study says. Researchers at the University of Leicester in England measured eye movements in young adults aged 18 to 30 and seniors 65 and older as they read lines of text that were digitally manipulated in different ways. For example, sometimes the text was blurred and sometimes the features of individual letters were sharply defined. Young adults found it easier to read the lines of text when fine visual detail was present, but seniors found it easier to read more blurred text, according to the study recently published in the Journal of Psychology and Aging. Now, these results supported the theory that older adults use a different reading strategy than younger adults, and they don't rely more on general cues such as word shape to discern the identities of words, researchers said. They added that their findings could lead to new ways to combat reading problems in seniors. Now, the findings showed that the difficulty older readers often experience is likely to be related to a progressive decline in visual sensitivity, particularly for visual detail, cue and optical changes, and the changes in neuronal transmission, even in individuals with apparently normal vision. However, the findings also show that older readers comprehended text just as accurately as the younger readers, he added. And consequently, although normal aging clearly leads to important changes in reading behavior, it seems that the adaptive changes to the changing nature of the visual input may help older adults to read and understand text efficiently well later into life. So interesting. The eyes do change. You can do a lot of things to protect the eyes, just so you know. It doesn't just have to get bad. I mean, I've met plenty of seniors, as they want to call it, with amazing vision. So they don't just have to go bad. Just so you know, high levels of vitamin A, great for the eyes. Lutein, xanthan, astaxanthin, a lot in the same family, are very protective. Vitamin A is kind of like the multivitamin for the eyes, keeps the eyes healthy. And we don't get enough of it. But if you do things like fish oil and you eat plenty of fish like salmon on a regular basis, it can make a tremendous difference in the quality and the health of your eyes. So something to think about for sure. Supplementation is great, but of course you can get it all from natural whole foods. All your beta-carotene family, especially like sweet potatoes, loaded with vitamin A. Carrots are as well. A lot of your colorful vegetables, red peppers, have a lot of it in it. And the yellow peppers, orange peppers, all of those. Very beneficial to overall eye health. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can give us a call right now. Don't forget our wellness providers, healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. All this nutrition and lifestyle-based care that we talk about, well, you can give us a call. Go to mywellnessproviders.com. Now let's go to Sylvia. Hi, Sylvia. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hello. Thank you.
Sure.
Yes, I'm calling about my husband. He has a prostate level of 9.5. And he goes to the restroom frequently. However, he does drink a lot of tea, which he drinks, I guess, about 120 ounces of tea every day, 32 ounces. He has probably scratches his groin a lot. But he doesn't have any problem with erection or you know, we have regular sex and so forth. But he was supposed to have a biopsy, but he didn't go. I think he was a little afraid to do.
So I'm having a hard time hearing you there. Might want to speak up just a little bit into the microphone.
Okay, sorry.
So he had a hard time. He had an issue. Are you saying he had an issue with his prostate?
Yes.
Or a biopsy?
Prostate level of 9.5.
Okay, his PSA. The blood test.
Yes.
Okay. And so the blood test, the PSA level was 9.5. The doctors were, what are they planning to do? They want to do a biopsy, see if it's cancerous or not?
They wanted to do a biopsy to see if it was cancerous, but he changed his mind right at the last minute. But he said he's going to try to do some different options, you know, would get his prostate level down. And he was looking at something called Sawmetto, S-A-W-P-A-L-M-E-T-T-O.
Now, question for you. Did his PSA level double in a year?
No, it's been rising, though, steadily.
But it hasn't doubled in a year, meaning that last year it wasn't like 3 point something, and now it's 9 point something.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Well, that's pretty important, because if it just slowly is rising above the, you know, and again, it's above the normal range, being at 9. But the doubling in 1 year is what's most concerning to physicians, and that's what they look for, you know, pretty regularly to see how things are going. So that's a big marker. Now, probably want to do a biopsy because it is a little elevated, just to see. If he wants to do the natural way, it's a tough call, because when the PSA starts rising like that, you do kind of want to know if there is cancer cell involvement or not. And many times a biopsy is the only way. And then there's other camps that will say, well, don't do the biopsy because it could potentially cause other issues. You know, so it is kind of a decision. I'm a big fan of going with what your doctor says, but I'm also a big fan of taking responsibility for your own health and body and kind of figuring out what works, you know, what's best for him to be comfortable with what his decision is. If he wants to go the natural route, let me give you some things to go research and look up and talk with your doctor about. Saw palmetto, good one. Pumpkin seed oil, zinc as well. Avocado has a component called beta-sitosterol. You might want to go look that up as well. They all are very beneficial to the prostate and can help support it. Nettle root is another one because it helps block DHT, which is the big part of testosterone that causes the prostate issues as well. Go research some of that. Keep me posted on it.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, and visit getgeneme.me, that's getgeneme.me, to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Give us a call right now, 888-283-7272. Quote for the day comes from Sir Francis Bacon. Says, if a man will begin with certainties, he shall end in doubts. But if he will be content to begin with doubts, he shall end in certainties. Interesting. All right, we're going to go to the phones and go to Marie now. Hi, Marie. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Living well, darling. What's up?
Okay, well, I was hearing you talk the other night about psoriasis and also there was weight. I have a weight issue. I'm 350, somewhere in there, and I had lost weight. I told your person that answered the phone that I lost a ton of weight like 5 years ago. I put myself on a program, of course I won't mention the name, but it was one where doctors put on their patients where they drink liquid diet, but I couldn't afford it. So I found something comparable and I put myself on it and I did not eat any food, solid food for a year, and I just drank those and exercised and I lost like 140 pounds in about 8 months. And
wow.
So it was very hard. So I finally came off of it because it just started to affect me. And so when I came off, I did well. I ate spinach salads and that, and did well. But then I eventually lost control and went off and gained all my weight back plus some, and then got a hernia on top of it from being the excess weight in my belly. So now, at that time, also had psoriasis all over my hands when I was big, very horrible condition. And 3 months into that diet, it went away and my hands were just gorgeous, beautiful hands.
Right.
And so then when I got big again, that psoriasis didn't come back, but later it did with a vengeance all over my arms and hands. So now I'm facing wanting to lose weight and feel like, I feel like my metabolism, it just seems like no matter what I mean, I can lose weight, but it's just, I feel like at a loss. And now I'm just huge and I don't like myself this way and I want to change it and I'm willing to do whatever it takes. And obviously I had, you know, enthusiasm and determination or I wouldn't have lasted a year like that. So
yeah, no,
it was a dumb thing to do, though. I look back on it, and I will never do something like that again.
I understand. But, I mean, you've got the discipline. You know, you've already proved that.
Yeah.
You've got the want to, which is the hardest part for anyone, really.
Yeah. It's been very difficult.
Good. Well, what's the hardest thing? What's the hardest part of it for you? Is there emotional eating involved?
Yes,
where
definitely.
It becomes, yeah.
It's like you know, when I feel bad, feel bad. I love food anyway because it tastes so good, but at different times it's a nice, you know, when I get hungry, I don't sit there and just eat and eat. I don't eat till I'm stuffed. I just eat till I'm happy. But,
right.
You know, it's just I have wrong choices, and I know, but it just seemed like I don't even get a reward for backing off. You know, I don't really lose any weight. I have to really work out to get any weight off, and it's very hard when you're this size to try to motivate yourself to exercise. It's painful when you're this big. You have to really push yourself, and it's not easy. So I just have no help. I feel like I'm at a loss. I'm going to be fat the rest of my life. So it seems like.
Well, you're not going to be fat the rest of your life because you've already lost 140 pounds once, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so if you've done something once, can't you do it again?
I could. I had to put my mind to it, but that was like a one-shot deal. I had never tried anything. I never tried so hard in my life. I just said, I'm tired of being fat, I'm tired of this, tired of that, and I said, I'm going to do it, and told myself that I would feel terrible. I just said, just face it. You're going to feel bad for the first few weeks or months, and I didn't feel that great. I was tired a lot, but I pushed through, made myself exercise, and just progressed right on. And couldn't even walk up a hill or walk across the parking lot without being winded. And then I was to the point where I could power walk up hills, and I was really pushing myself at workouts. So, but that's been 6 years ago. It was in 2005, so I'm kicking a dead horse, you know. I just think I need someone to help me because I feel like I can't do it myself. So
did you do it yourself the first time?
Yes, I did. I was all alone in it. I was the only one that did it. I just relied on my faith. In God, but other than that, I mean, I prayed a lot and I asked God to help me, but I mean, other than that, people did not help me do this. And then
okay,
I was amazing. All the skinny guys at my job, they're like, get beside me, maybe walking, and they're like, man, you really inspire me. I want to start working out, you know. They saw the big girl get small, you know, and it was inspiring to others.
Right. Well, I'm just kind of curious. You know, a lot of times people call me and they want the answer. But I feel like you're just kind of giving yourself the answer, because if I'm not mistaken, it's been 6 years ago, right?
It's a long time ago, yeah.
Yeah, it's a long time. But the one piece I'm hearing is that you didn't have anyone else to push you, right? It's just your faith in God. That's all you had, right?
That's all I had, just me. And
seems
when I would
to
get
me
weak,
like,
I would, you know, do it.
Well, so there's a couple of things that come to mind. One is that I believe God tells us in His Word that He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if He was the same 6 years ago as He is now, and you didn't have anybody but Him, then He's probably here now.
You're
and
right.
He's the same. And He's the same, right?
I just know how
so
hard it is. I know it took everything within me. All out determination, divine determination, really, just took all that I had to do what
okay,
I had
but,
to do.
And it took all that you had, and you just told me a minute ago that He was your strength during that time. Is that right?
Yes, He was.
So if He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, He's the same now as He was then. And if you're feeling really kind of puny and weak right now, because you're kind of exhausted at the thought of climbing that mountain again, there's another scripture that comes to mind that says, when you're weak, He is what?
Strong.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
So it's a mental barrier more than anything, really.
It is. But there was a mental barrier then, too.
I didn't buy my feelings, I'd have never lost that weight. I mean, I put those tennis shoes on, I'm like, I hate this, but I just did it. I hate exercising, but I'm going to do it. I like what it does for my body. It worked. I would fight every negative feeling, and I'd say I'd put it down, and I'd take the positive. I would not allow it to beat me up. So I need to find that again, and soon, because I got a lot of work to do for him.
Yeah, you do.
I do. I do a lot in my church for him, and I just, with this weight, it makes it very difficult.
Is your life about you, or is it about all those around you that God's given you?
All the souls around me.
Yeah.
All the people around me. It's not about me. It's about them. I'm the servant.
Right.
I'm to serve them.
Right. Right. So the one thing you have to find is the want to. I mean, you've had it before. So I don't know. I don't like the idea of the fact that, you know, your health can be taken from you only when you typically allow it to be. And so you took charge, finally, of what's been stolen from you for many, many years. And now you're in a place where it's been taken from you again, and you can take it back again. But you have to want it. I mean, no one can do that for you. I can't. You know, I can't do that for you. No one can. There's no silver bullet. The same desire that you dug up inside of you, if we could bottle that, as they say, and sell it, we'd all be billionaires. That's the magic key. That right there is the one thing. And you found that. I mean, I really believe God put that in you. I think He has to. Most people don't make changes, just so you know, Marie, they don't make changes until the pain gets so bad that they have to change. Usually pain is the one key that pushes you to the next level in your life, no matter what it is. So when the pain gets bad enough, you get good enough.
Well, that way years ago, I was just tired of being stuffed in my car. I mean, I have a car now. I fit good in it. But it's just, I'm like, I was tired of puffing and puffing and looking at in my singing and that I do, wearing the big giant dresses and just feeling the way I felt. And it comes out in your personality, the bad feeling that you have towards yourself. And it ruined my personality in a way. Like, I always felt insecure. And so that I just don't have any confidence in myself. And just, you know, when you're where you need to be, you don't have to think about yourself all the time. When you're fat, that's all you think about. Oh, my weight. And then it's like a vicious cycle. But you could help me there, because I'm like, wow, I mean, that's what it's about. I have to just, it's still there. I did it already.
It is still there.
It is still there.
I mean, he's still there, too. His hand's still waiting. I mean, he's just waiting on you. He never changes.
I mean, that'll help me if I help myself.
Well, he never changes. We change.
Yeah.
And what's happened is you got comfortable. You went back to your old ways. And you went back to your old habits. And I mean, it's just one of those things where you just got to come to a place where you've got to want it again. I would ask him to help you, because you have kids. Are you married?
Yeah. Oh, what'd you say?
Are you married? Do you have kids?
No. I've never been married and don't have any children. Never had any children. And you know, and that's the thing too. I mean, I have to face it, Christian or no Christian. I mean, I'm not a prize for anybody. I don't consider myself a prize at this weight.
Well, you are. I have to change that. You are a prize, for sure. And your weight does not make you a prize or not a prize.
Yeah.
It doesn't. Your value doesn't come from that.
I know. I know better. I shouldn't have said that, but.
Yeah, your value doesn't come from there. It comes from what's inside you, and it's the stuff that's inside you. That's why all the guys at work were inspired by you. You know, because it was that something that that people don't have that. We all have it, but we don't tap into it. And my prayer for you is that you tap into that again, that you can ask God for that strength, and that you can pull into a place in your life where you see value in yourself again. See, what happened at that moment, it wasn't that you were just tired of being fat. You found value in yourself for the first time in a long time. And you lost that. But see, God always sees the value in you. And I hope that you find that again.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now. 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. If you're looking for a natural provider in your area, check out mywellnessproviders.com. These are healthcare providers in your area, lifestyle-based, nutrition-based, and got a great team. We're growing every single day. Powerful. You can give us a call during the day, of course. All offices are open. Go to mywellnessproviders.com. Let's go to David now on the show. Hi, David. Welcome to the show, man.
Oh, thank you for having me. My concern, I won't make it long, was IBS. So I'm a black male, 47 years old, and I started about 3 or 4 years ago. I think I can't eat gluten, bread, and pasta, things of that nature. I just want to know the major concerns of IBS, what I should do and shouldn't do.
Well, the IBS, a couple things are important. Now, your diet's a key. Yeah, gluten is important. So your bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, all that, cow's milk, dairy, those two things should go pretty much out of the gate. As far as foods go, your anti-inflammatory foods are the ones you want to focus on. So what I mean by that is you got to look at making sure that you get good lean quality proteins in your meals, like chicken, fish, beef, eggs. Have good low glycemic carbohydrates, the ones that don't affect your blood sugar levels that much, and then also your healthy fats, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, and your healthy oils. All those are important when dealing with IBS. Now, that being said, another thing is important too. Supplements, I think, are important, like really building up the bacterial flora. Now, you can do fermented foods for the probiotics, and you can do some of the fermented dairy. I said no dairy, but one that's actually really gentle on the digestive tract in dealing with any kind of IBS or irritable bowel is goat's milk. Goat's milk is the closest molecular structure we have to human mother's milk. It's very easy on the body, easy on the system, and digests and processes very well. So that's one. But the fermented foods like kimchi, the vegetables, all those are phenomenal. Really, really good. So the healing process, aloe vera is great too. L-glutamine, an amino acid in the body, is very functional and works well for folks. So there are a few things that can be quite helpful in dealing with IBS. Now, is it something you've been dealing with for a long time?
Can't do nothing for you. Basically, they just say, you know, you got to live with it. And they don't really tell you what to stay away from. That's what I'm so proud of your show. You know, they don't even advise you to go to a nutritionist. I got two nutritionists I go to, and they helped me a little bit with some advice.
Yeah, it's not standard, that's for sure, unfortunately. The rule of thumb and the rule of thinking a lot of times in standard medicine right now is, and there's different camps. You know, you've got different docs that believe different things, but the kind of the standard is that the diet doesn't make that big of a difference. That once you start getting IBS and Crohn's, it's medication and let's hope for the best. That's pretty much it. And there's a lot more to it from what I've seen. And, you know, I'm just sorry that you've had to kind of go through this path and not feel too great. But, you know, the reality is I do some research. Definitely check it out. Look some things up. Maybe, you know, talk with one of your nutritionist folks that you're working with and they can help you. But, yeah, I mean, those are some real big keys. And another thing with IBS I think that's really important is the emotional side of it. There's usually a lot of stress involved, emotional, mental stress. And it can be from the job. It can be from a relationship, children, whatever it might be, that can really lead people down that path? Is that something that you've had a lot, maybe over the last 5 years or so?
Yes, and job not being stable. My wife had some concerns, and she's really stressed out about job security for me.
And for her, right? I mean,
she's going to retire another year, I think, and she just concerned. I pay some of the bills, she pays some of the bills, and I'm glad you bring it up. The nutritionist diagnosed me with high stress disorders too. So you said it, and the nutritionist said it too.
There's a real strong connection. I write about this in my book, and there's a real strong connection. Michael Gerson, I think, originally wrote about it. But there's a brain-gut connection. And, you know, there's a real strong connection with emotions and life, stressful things that can happen in our brain really can show itself in the gut. And the gut will show it always. So when you're under a lot of stress, you know, it can keep, you know, it can cause IBS. I really do think it's a major trigger for these sorts of things. So my hope for you is that through all of this, and maybe with, you know, a job and getting finances under control, that you can really get your nutrition solid so you can maybe get your body to the point where it can withstand some of the stress, get to a point where maybe you can do some stress management techniques and maybe get with a counselor, a pastor, someone like that that can help you work through some of that, because learning what those techniques are going to be very important for your long-term health. And I would encourage you to look through those. The counseling part is important as much as the nutrition. I think it's even more so because the mental aspect of this is the driver, typically. IBS doesn't just pop up out of nowhere. It usually is driven by some kind of life, emotional type stress. So getting that under control, getting that, you know, in a good position is really going to serve you well, okay? And we're here for you. I mean, you can call anytime you want to. It's great talking with you. Email me if you ever need to, okay? But it's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Do me a favor. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time. Remember, the one physician that has all the answers is the great physician.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, in giving with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.